Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to ask you every single one. If I randomly name teams from 1985 through 2025, or years, if I name the year, will you be able to identify the World Series champion?
Yeah. Yes. All right, how many are you going to do?
I think we could do 10 of these.
All right. What's the over-under?
I mean, I think you should be able to name all 10.
I'm going to give him a buffer. I'm going to go 8.5.
I don't want to give him a buffer.
I'm going to go. If he gets 9+, I think that's a job well done.
All right.
I'm ready.
1991.
The Minnesota Twins beat the Atlanta Braves.
He's one for one, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Are you kidding me?
Good stuff.
1985.
Kansas City Royals over St. Louis Cardinals.
Holy bird milk. Dick Houser beat Whitey Herzog in 1985.
2 for 2, ladies and germs.
2008.
Oh, that's easy. Phillies over Rays.
I don't know how current I want to be.
100%. So far.
1989.
My birth year.
Really?
Oh, an earthquake happened during that World Series.
Yes,
that was
it
the
did.
Battle of the Bay. That was
my God.
Athletics swept the Giants.
Yeah, they did.
He's not only getting them right, he's providing great context and supporting details.
I don't know that I want to be mean. Like, do you know who the manager of the A's was that year?
No. But I know who Tony La Russa was, and he was big on the A's. That was when Dave Parker played for them.
It was Tony La Russa, you jackass. So what are you, 4 for 4?
Yeah.
How about 93?
The Blue Jays won that year.
5 for 5.
This man's a baseball connoisseur.
I can't believe this.
This is...
He has long said, you keep it in his wheelhouse, he's going to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, Touch a ball, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. That was that year.
He seriously told me months and months ago that he could do this, and I just didn't believe him.
I'm blown away right now.
2018.
Red Sox over Dodgers.
In how many games, cocky guy?
5.
Jeez Louise.
Hold on for 1 second. How confident are you going into this? I'm better now, but there's a couple years that I'm a little shady on. So, but he just hasn't asked them yet.
It doesn't sound like it, man. We've covered every decade so far.
I know. I don't think there's ones that I wouldn't know I wouldn't know every one of them. I definitely wouldn't know every one of them.
I'm just happy you're not quizzing me.
There's a few that are
the only one I know so far is 08.
97.
Marlins over Indians.
Yeah. 2012.
Giants sweep Tigers.
Yeah. 21.
Braves over Astros.
Yeah.
I think we don't stop at 10. We keep going until he gets one wrong. Until we have to take a break.
Terrifying.
0-1.
Diamondbacks over Yankees.
0-2.
Angels over Giants.
0-3.
Marlins over Yankees.
0-4.
Red Sox over Cardinals.
0-5.
White Sox over Astros.
0-6.
Cardinals over Tigers.
0-7.
Red Sox over Rockies.
0-9.
Yankees, baby! Over Phillies.
2010.
Giants over Rangers.
2011.
Cardinals over Rangers.
2012.
We already did that one. Giants over Tigers.
2013.
Red Sox in 6 over Cardinals.
You jackass. 2014.
Giants over Royals in Game 7.
15.
Royals over Mets.
16.
Cubs over Indians.
17.
Astros over Dodgers.
18.
Red Sox over Dodgers.
19.
Nationals over Astros.
Yeah, 20.
Dodgers over Rays.
21.
We already did that one.
22.
Astros over Phillies.
0-3.
We already did that one. Marlins over Yankees.
And last year.
No, you said 0-3. 23 was... wow.
We got him.
Oh, it was the Rangers over the Diamondbacks.
Yes, it was. And last year?
Was the Dodgers over Yankees.
Who's going to win this year?
Probably the Dodgers.
Redemption today is spelled C-A-L-L-A-S. We've never played this before! He did it!
He is!
Harry! Harry!
Harry!
Harry!
Harry!
Harry!
Harry! Harry!
Yeah!
I win!
That was outstanding.
So does this mean nobody can say on the social media that I know nothing about sports, right?
This was a masterclass. A beautiful mind, dare I say, about baseball.
I've never been more proud.
I am so proud of you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.